Not too long ago, in one of our monthly meetings, our heart ministers, and that's how we refer to our prayer chaplains, were discussing ways to make our congregation more aware of what we do and drawing more attention to the availability of the heart ministers to pray with them. And several of the heart ministers gave ideas as to why perhaps people didn't really know much about us or what we do. So maybe sometimes people are thinking that the way that we're praying with people might be still rooted in some of the more fundamental theologies that we have grown up with and maybe are uncomfortable with. Another is that maybe they know what we're doing, but they don't really understand it, so they don't bother to come and ask us to pray because they're not too sure what are they doing. And so they said, let's look at some ways that we can bring this out. And so they're going to be doing a little pamphlet on who we are and what we do and how we might be of service to you. But they said, Sheila, you should speak about it sometimes when you're doing the talk. Talk about what it is that we do. So today, my talk is on affirmative prayer. Affirmative prayer. How many of you are familiar with what affirmative prayer really is? So, a few hands up. Good. So it's perfect timing to share this with you because we're getting so many new people. And while they love our service, there are many things about unity that they don't know yet. And affirmative prayer is the founding principle of unity. On affirmative prayer, on prayer, this ministry was created as a result of the use of affirmative prayer by Myrtle Fillmore in healing her tuberculosis. She was listening to a man by the name of E.B. Weeks, who said to her, "You are a child of God, therefore you cannot be sick." In other words, we are made in the image and likeness of that which created us. Therefore, we have its characteristics and attributes. Therefore, that which created us is not sick. Therefore, we cannot be sick. Make sense? So, Myrtle was taught to pray in the affirmative. And what are we talking about? Well, there are many sources for affirmative prayer in our unity books and so forth. But I like to know what the outside world is saying about it. So I went to the number one source on the internet, which is Wikipedia. And actually, they had affirmative prayer. So I thought that was pretty cool. And Wikipedia says that affirmative prayer is a form of prayer or a metaphysical technique. Oh, you have a handout, by the way, so you can follow along on some of this. Or a metaphysical technique that focuses on a positive outcome rather than a negative situation. In other words, it is something that takes our eyes off the condition and raises it up to a higher possibility that comes from within us. And in my book, I'll just paraphrase because it is kind of long, the definition. But in Praying Through a Storm, I say that affirmative prayer is the process by which we pray, understanding the nature of God and our relationship to God, and aligning ourselves with the ultimate possibilities underlying the condition that we are facing in our lives, and therefore we focus on drawing
to us
the perfect outcome rather than what we're experiencing. So we are drawing to us that which we desire to see rather than that which we are seeing in the current moment. Affirmative prayer is a combination of affirmations and denials. So let me give you a little information about denials and affirmations. Denials are the process or the concept of disavowing that the situation before us has the power to demean, demoralize, or diminish the truth of our being, or to weaken or lessen our capabilities or our abilities to overcome what is before us. We are not denying that this situation doesn't exist. We are saying that it doesn't have the power to keep us from successfully overcoming it. Are you with me? Someone in the first service said, wow, I always thought of denials as something negative. But this form of denial is a positive approach to disavowing what is not the truth of God, and therefore what is not the truth of you at your deepest level of being. So what we're saying is, it is true, with a lowercase t, that this is happening, but it is not the truth with a capital T. What is true versus what is the truth? Affirmations, on the other hand, affirm what is the truth of the situation. Affirmations, as Charles Fillmore said, are the yes action of the mind. So while we are experiencing a condition, we deny that it has any power over us, that it has any power to keep us from our good, and then we affirm what it is that we want to see show up. We affirm the life that we want to live into. Greg Braden, the author of Isaiah Effect, says that prayer is the doorway to possibilities. And so therefore, when we pray affirmatively, we are opening up the possibility of something greater. Braden also says that we must become more than the condition we are dealing with in order to achieve a successful outcome. So we must go from the head to the heart. We must move beyond where we are to where it is possible to go. Give you an example. Let's say someone is laid off from a job or fired. The denial does not say that the person wasn't fired and they can go back to work tomorrow. The denial says being fired or being laid off does not diminish me. It does not mean that there is not another possibility before me. It does not mean that I don't have the skills and the knowledge to have another wonderful job, perhaps even greater. The affirmation affirms that. Within me is the power to create the perfect job at the perfect income with the perfect hours and the right and perfect coworkers. Now, so the combination of the two, as I said, is taking us from the head to the heart. In the head, we are focused on that situation, and it is pulling us into it. But at the heart is saying, you're greater than this. There's so much more to you than this situation. Now, sometimes the situation is really challenging. This past week, one of my dear friends, and she's also my loctician, she does my locks, she lost her only child. And her mother called me and said, you know, I don't know what to do. I mean, she's just crying and uncontrollably. And she's not recognizing that, you know, there's a power in this and that God is within it and there is, you know, she will survive. And I said, wait. I said, that's all she's got is the weeping and the wailing. All she's got is the please God. She was saying, please God, don't take my child. Look, if all you've got is begging and pleading because the situation is so big, go for it. Beg, plead. Does not mean that God does not hear you. Because it is coming from the depths of your heart. The deepest places of your heart is saying, please God, help me. And so go with the begging and pleading until you're able to remember the truth of your being. And at that point, you begin to affirm what's possible. While I am in deep pain because of the death of my child, I know that God will lead me and guide me and direct me to a healing place where I can go forward and live fruitfully and enjoy again. Are you with me? So how do we do this affirmative prayer? As I said, first you disavow the situation. You disavow its power to bring you down. And then you affirm the possibility of God, the truth of God, the truth of everything good that can come forward from you. But what is going on when we have used this method, we have done this over and over, and yet nothing is happening? Well, there's some possibilities. Greg Braden says, our outer world is simply composed of our inner worlds, of the reflection of our inner worlds. So we go within us to see if, one, perhaps there might be an opposing belief system. So if you are attempting to manifest a financial situation, maybe you're remembering something that someone said when you were growing up, there's never enough. Or money doesn't grow on trees. Or it's hard out here. So you look back within you to see, is it possible that I might be holding on to some belief that is counteracting what I'm speaking? Sometimes the emotions or the feelings are standing in the way. Perhaps it's fear. Perhaps you fear success. There are people who fear success, who will get to a certain point and then sabotage their success because they're afraid to go to that next level. Sometimes it's doubt. Sometimes we might doubt that it's even possible to have the desires of our heart. So many of these things might keep us from achieving that manifestation. One of the things I suggest to people is that they write an affirmation. Make copies, put one on your bathroom mirror, one on your refrigerator, one on the dashboard of your car, and one at your office, at your work or at home office. And each day you are seeing this positive statement of truth, and it is imprinting itself within your mind, filtering down to the subconscious and unconscious levels of mind. Try it. It works. Another thing I suggest is holding the affirmation, saying it 7 times a day for 21 days. They say that anything that you do for 21 days becomes a habit. However, now remember this. If you get to the 10th day and you don't do it, you got to start all over. But anything that you do for 21 days, they have proven, becomes a habit. So those are some of the ways of bringing that new awareness of the situation from the head to the heart. See, God knows the desires of your heart. And so one of the things I want you to remember about prayer is that prayer is not about overcoming God's reluctance to give. It is about aligning with God's willingness to give us the kingdom of heaven every moment of every day. We are so powerful. We can create anything we want to. If you don't believe it, look around you. You created all of this. We created all of this. At some point, everything you see was a divine idea in the mind of the universe that came into a person who put it out as a manifest thing. So therefore, if we created all this stuff, we can create anything that we could possibly dream of. The key is to believe that we can. So let's look at the steps. I have some steps. What's the first step? Let's read it with me.
Affirm it.
Affirm it. Affirm it. That's a declaration. Affirm the truth of it. It's okay to be aware of the condition, but affirm the truth of it. Take your eye off the condition and place your eye on God through the heart. The next, believe it. Believe it. Search your heart to make sure that you have a belief there. If not, begin to work on it. Clear away the old belief systems that you have received and been conditioned by through your life journey. And remove that belief. I no longer believe that. I now believe this. The next is give thanks. Gratitude is the most powerful prayer that you can pray. Thank God in advance for the perfect outcome even before you see it. That's faith. And the last is
release it.
Let it go. Let it go. You don't have to keep telling God over and over and over and over and over. You can let it go. You don't have to keep checking to see if it's done yet. Take your hands off the wheel and let God drive. Let it go. Release it. Release it. And expect it. Expect it. Just expect it because you see the possibility of it lives in you. It is you. And there is nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot create. And so that is why I say, I pray yes. I pray yes. I pray yes. Say that with me.
I pray yes.
I pray yes.
I pray yes.
And I guarantee you, beloveds, that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. God bless you.